For my meditation this morning, it's going to be based on the book of John. So if you turn your Bibles to John 1. John 1, we're going to start at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then down to verse 9. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Have any of you ever walked around your house in the dark when there was no lights on? It's not always a lot of fun. Not that you're necessarily afraid, but I think when the house is dark and you're moving around, I think it has a tendency to make us a little uneasy. I remember when we were living at the parsonage. Usually on Saturday evening, I'd come over to the church to get a bulletin, and I usually didn't turn any lights on. It was always, and it's dark in here at night, and I would come in, and the bulletins would usually be on the little table in the back, the credenza, and I'd see how close I could get in the dark to get near that table and to get my bulletin. Normally that worked out pretty well, but I forgot about the round tables that we bought 1 week. And so I come walking in here and I hit the table and suddenly I found myself on the ground. And suddenly this thought hit me, I should have turned the lights on. When you think about it, that's not a bad illustration of what happened when Christ came to the world. Jesus declared in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In this verse, we're told that Jesus is the light of life. Without him, we stumble around in the darkness. But when Christ came into our lives, suddenly the darkness becomes his light around us. And the reason it does that is because of the light of life, because of Jesus. He gives us the ability to see and helps us avoid the pitfalls or the evil tables that surround you. He also keeps you from falling into sin so that we can shine like stars in the world around us. While there are many things in this world that act like the light, there's only one true light. Verse 5 of our text says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Living in the dark can lead to some regrettable consequences. Back in the days before electricity, a tight-fisted old farmer was taking his hired man to task for carrying a lighted lantern when he went to call on his best girl. Why, he exclaimed, when I went a-courting, I never carried one of those things. I always went in the dark. Yes, the hired man said wryly, but look at what you got. What is darkness? If you look in a dictionary, you find that darkness is obviously the absence of light. Darkness is the opposite of light, actually. It's defined as gloomy, hopeless, dismal, sinister, evil, sullen, angry, mysterious, night, obviously, ignorant, unenlightened. The world lies in darkness and death because people rebelled against God. From the fall of Adam onward, the whole world has existed in spiritual darkness. Romans 1 says, "For even though they knew God, they did not honor God or give him thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools." There was an artist who was painting a picture of a cabin out in the woods. The woman who was watching the artist paint this picture was not impressed. The picture seemed kind of dark. There's woods around, and that seemed kind of dark. It was kind of hard to see the outline of the trees. There were shadows everywhere. Clearly, night was falling, and it was almost completely dark. Again, she wasn't real impressed with what she saw. But as she watched, the artist did one more thing. One of the last things she did was with a simple brush stroke with some yellow and with some white. The artist touched the window and the door. And suddenly, just those two things transformed that picture into something that wasn't dark anymore, but it was inviting. An invitation to come in from the cold. The picture that once seemed so gloomy and dead became a picture of, I think you could say, gladness and life. This is really what happened the day that the light of Jesus came into the world. Listen to what Isaiah, how he describes it. "People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." This is what the Apostle John testifies to in our text. "In him was life, and that life was the light of men." It's amazing the power of light, even a small light. We talked about that at the candlelight service just the other day. I know in our house, our youngest is a little afraid of the dark. And so we have night lights on. And even though those bulbs are only 2 watts, if you ever looked at it, they're not really very big. It's amazing how a small night light can light up a room, and suddenly what seems so dark and you can't make out anything, suddenly you really can see, maybe not very clearly, but you could get around. The darkness around us and even within us, it can seem overwhelming at times. It can even make us, I think, feel hopeless. But the good news is the darkness flees in the light of Christ. Darkness and light, they don't exist together. But when the light comes, the darkness, it flees. It's true for us, but it's especially true because of the coming of Jesus for us spiritually. Because this is what God did on the night he sent his son Jesus into the world to be that little baby who was born in Bethlehem. Jesus came as a light. When he walked this earth, people hated him because he exposed the darkness of their sin. Not a whole lot has changed, has it? Today, people still reject Jesus because it does the same thing still today. It exposes their sin, and they don't like that. They don't like the Bible, the Word, the truth, telling them how to live their lives, and so they try to ignore it. And they ignore the light of the world that has come. The light of Christ enables you to see things as they really are. It opens the eyes of the spiritually blind so that they can see the truth of God through his word. During a sermon, a pastor asked his congregation a question. And I've done that too. Not really expecting an answer from the congregation, but just posing that question. The minister said, and what is a saint? He was about to explain to them what a saint was, but a little boy looked up at the stained glass windows that filled the sanctuary, and he blurted out, "People who let the light shine through." The little boy was right on. There's a good summary of what the pastor was about to say. Because a day is coming soon when God will pull back the curtain of time and space, and all people will see the glow of his glory and see the brilliance of his splendor. On that day, he will gather his church, and we will never have to deal with the darkness again. Then we too will reflect the beauty of his holiness. We'll be perfect reflections of that light, of God's glory. That's what we're really talking about here. I pray when Christ gathers his church, we will all of you here, will stand before the throne of God, reflecting his light. We might reflect his light together. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we do thank you. And we celebrate that the light of the world has come. And it does fill us with joy. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you would send your one and only Son, Lord, who gave up everything, Lord, to be with us, so that one day we can be with you forever. Father, in the midst of the gatherings today, and as we open presents and we sit down together as families and have our meals, Father, help us not to forget what we're celebrating, what this day is really all about. Thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift that we've ever been given. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.